This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montagne. When severely wounded troops come back from Iraq, they go to military hospitals where they get some of the best medical care. Many worry about what they'll get once they leave the military, however. Members of the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs heard that concern yesterday from Army National Guard pilot Tammy Duckworth. As part of our series, The Span of War, NPR's Joseph Shapiro has been following Duckworth's story and her effort to walk again.
A rocket-propelled grenade hit Major Tammy Duckworth right at her legs. The fireball rocked her Black Hawk helicopter. She, and mostly her co-pilot, somehow managed to land. Then Duckworth passed out. She woke up 8 days later in a bed here at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, and saw that both of her legs had been amputated.
From the time I woke up, I knew I wanted to fly again. I knew I wanted to serve, finish my time in the military as a National Guardsman, and then also to get back in the cockpit. I want the decision to not fly or not serve to be mine, and not the decision of the guy who shot the RPG at me.
In the large physical therapy room, Duckworth is lying face down on a therapy table, exercising. She wears white pearl earrings and a gray T-shirt that says Army. She's 37. In civilian life, Duckworth manages programs for Rotary International and travels to Asia and around the world. When she joined the National Guard, she asked to be a pilot because that's where a woman had the best chance of going into combat.
I just love being in the air. I love flying and being in the Army. I love flying the missions. That moment when my aircraft, when I lift up and I'm just first getting airborne and I'm clearing up above the tree level is like nothing that you can really describe. You know, you're control in control of this giant machine that your country has trusted in you to. So there's a lot of pride, but there's also just the idea of soaring into the air. That's just the most amazing feeling I've ever had, and I really enjoy it, and I would miss it if I couldn't do it again.
On this day, it's been 3 months since she was shot. She hasn't stood up or walked since. Now she's about to try on a new pair of prosthetic legs.
We need to get your legs on,
Tammy. Oh, okay. We're going to...
You can watch me get my legs.
Really?
They are stronger than my old ones.
Bunny Wyckoff is Duckworth's physical therapist.
Today is a very exciting day because she's going to get her C-leg programmed, which means she'll be able to hopefully take some steps today, and that'll be a first. So this is a big day.
Even before Duckworth was strong enough to get out of her hospital bed, the therapist would lift her arms and legs for her to exercise. Now Bunny Wyckoff helps Duckworth push the stumps of her legs into the new prosthetic limbs.
See, that really feels like it's going in, Bunny.
I know it does, and it looks like it is, but I still don't think it's... Nope, but let's try putting the other one on.
The grenade tore off Duckworth's left leg below the knee. She's still got her knee joint. That's good. It makes it easier to move a prosthetic leg. But all that remains of her right one is maybe 2 inches. And that created a tricky mechanical problem. Duckworth says, think of that tiny bit of leftover limb as a kind of lever, one she needs to push out to move a prosthetic leg.
I'm trying to control the entire lever of my leg with 2 inches of limb on one end. So think of holding a broom out in front of you, and you're just trying to control the entire movement of the broom with just the 2 inches on one end of it.
Except for it's a broom that weighs 9 pounds.
Yeah, it's okay. Uh-huh. Dennis is the one who... handcrafted this right socket for me. It's never been done before.
Dennis Clark's a prosthetist. He had to figure out how to fit Duckworth so she could use that 2-inch limb. It's something he'd never tried before, and he's been making artificial limbs for almost 30 years.
We got Tammy to say, to give us the right to fail. We're going to try something that's over the edge. So don't panic if it doesn't work. We'll do it again. And don't panic if it doesn't work. We'll do it again.
Doctors were saying it might be best to just cut off that last bit of bone and give Duckworth a prosthesis that spread all the way up to her hip.
Which means that I would just walk by throwing my hip and not by using what muscles I have.
She'd never walk with a normal stride again. She'd almost certainly never fly helicopters.
And I was in some despair, and Dennis came to me in the middle of the night one night, I think it was like 10 o'clock at night or something, one of these late nights, and he gave me hope by saying, well, I'm going to work as hard as I can to fit you, even though it's never been done before.
That first leg didn't fit. Dennis Clark flew home to Waterloo, Iowa, and worked in his laboratory late into Sunday night. On Monday morning, he took a plane back to Washington, clutching the leg as carry-on baggage. He wasn't going to let it get lost. Now Tammy Duckworth is strapping on that leg. It's so high-tech that it's run by a computer. she and Clark are about to find out if it works.
We're actually going to know more in about 15 feet here. We're going to know.
There's a computer chip in the right leg, in the knee.
I think you're in, but I can't.
Yeah, that fuse in, Bunny.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And what it does, it continues, the computer chip continuously computes an algorithm. It measures the angle that my ankle and my knee and my hip are bending.
The computer chip checks for movements 50 times a second to help her walk with a natural gait and not fall. Most people's insurance wouldn't pay for this leg. It costs about $100,000.
We're going to head over to the parallel bars where I'll stand holding the bars to support my weight.
The therapist, the prosthetist, and Duckworth's husband lift her to a standing position on the parallel bars.
You're okay. You're in full extension. We're in full extension now.
Okay, she needs to raise up.
Raise up. So we get up. I got it. We're up.
As Duckworth stands, other people in the gym stop what they're doing. The other amputees, their girlfriends and wives, the other therapists. And then Major Tammy Duckworth takes her first step by herself. Then she takes one more, and another, and again.
No problem.
Okay, let's do it again.
Left leg.
Left leg first. Right is very stable. You're fine. Great.
Okay.
Now right, load, and
push
pick
that
up.
Toe. Push on that toe.
Push on that toe. That's all
right, it honey. Takes that's 2 minutes, that's but she walks about 12 feet.
She's doing fabulous, really fabulous.
No throwing up either.
That's good. Okay. That's
no throwing up, no passing out.
Duckworth's husband has been watching and taking pictures. Brian Bowlesby is also an officer in the Army National Guard. He gives his wife a kiss.
This is probably second only to the initial moment we knew you were awake, my love. That was awesome. And this is pretty cool, too.
Yeah. So, won't be long. Nope. It's just a process, you know.
Then Army First Lieutenant Melissa Stockwell comes over, her hands on her open mouth.
Hi, Melissa. Melissa has been in my room.
Oh, so good. I'm going to cry. It's so great.
Melissa was in my room even before I woke up, and she's missing a leg.
Yeah.
And she's been showing me her leg ever since.
Oh, look at Melissa. It's just like, I'm going to cry. This is so great.
You're not crying? Look at your face, Melissa.
Only gets better from here. This is the beginning.
It turns out that Duckworth, the woman who flies Army attack helicopters, has lots of goals. She wants to fly again, and she also wants to wear high heels. So Stockwell rotates her own prosthetic foot to show Duckworth how it's done.
Like if I want to put on heels, I push that in, and I can move it up, so I can wear 1 to 3 inch heels.
All right.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Very exciting. You just feel like a girl. I don't know.
And I know this sounds like a total cliche, but you're a warrior, and you've gone through battle, and you've been hurt, and then, but you know, I mean, I want to wear heels again, and I want to wear dresses and all this, you know.
Well, have a good day. You made my day.
I'm out of here. I gotta go eat.
Tammy Duckworth continues to get better. She's left the parallel bars. This week, she walked 2 laps around the gym at Walter Reed without stopping. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
As we mentioned earlier, Major Tammy Duckworth testified before Congress yesterday, and she said that troops with severe injuries have long lives ahead of them, and they'll continue to need the best care. To hear her testimony, you can go to NPR.org. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.